You're listening to SBS News.
It's the news Americans and basketball fans have been longing to hear.
Well, good morning, folks, and it is a good morning. Moments ago, standing together with her wife, Sherelle, in the Oval Office, I spoke with Brittany Griner. She's safe. She's on a plane. She's on her way home. After months of being unjustly detained in Russia, held under intolerable circumstances.
U.S. President Joe Biden says Brittany Griner is expected to arrive home to the United States in less than 24 hours.
Brittany will soon be back in the arms of her loved ones, and she should have been there all along. This is a day we've worked toward for a long time. We never stopped pushing for her release. It took painstaking and intense negotiations, and I want to thank all the hardworking public servants across my administration who worked tirelessly to secure her release.
The star basketball player and former Olympian was imprisoned in Russia in February after being found in possession of cannabis oil. She was sentenced to 9 years in a penal colony, but now she's free in Abu Dhabi and en route to the U.S. Griner was exchanged for notorious Russian arms dealer Viktor Boot, who in 2012 was given a 25-year prison sentence by a U.S. court on multiple charges related to his arms dealing career. Left behind in Russia, for now, is Paul Whelan. He's a Canadian-born United States Marine with U.S., British, and Irish citizenship who was arrested in Russia in December of 2018 and accused of spying. In June of 2020, Mr. Whelan received a 16-year prison sentence. Griner's wife, Sherelle, was invited to the White House to announce her partner's release. She says she and Brittany will work to secure Mr. Whelan's release.
Today, my family is whole, but as you all are aware, there's so many other families who are not whole. And so BG's not here to say this, but I will gladly speak on her behalf and say that BG and I will remain committed to the work of getting every American home, including Paul, whose family is in our hearts today. As we celebrate BG being home, we do understand that there are still people out here who are enduring what I endured the last 9 months of missing tremendously their loved ones. So thank you everybody for your support. And today it's just a happy day for me and my family. So I'm going to smile right now. thank you.
President Joe Biden says he also is not giving up on Mr. Whelan.
We never forgot about Brittany. We've not forgotten about Paul Whelan, who's been unjustly detained in Russia for years. This was not a choice of which American to bring home. We brought home Trevor Reed when we had a chance early this year. Sadly, for totally illegitimate reasons, Russia is treating Paul's case differently than Brittany's. And while we have not yet succeeded in securing Paul's release, we are not giving up. We will never give up. We remain in close touch with Paul's family, the Whelan family, and my thoughts and prayers are with them today. They have to have such mixed emotions today. And we'll keep negotiating in good faith for Paul's release. I guarantee that. I say that to the family. I guarantee you.
Both Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates put out a joint statement claiming credit for Brittany Griner's release. But White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says their role was minimal.
Again, the only countries that negotiated this deal were the United States and Russia. And there was no mediation involved. We are grateful for the UAE, as the president mentioned, as I am mentioning now, for facilitating the use of their territory for the exchange to take place. We are also grateful to other countries, including Saudi Arabia, that released the issue of our wrongfully detained Americans with Russian government.
In other news, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he is convinced Finland and Sweden will soon join the NATO military alliance.
All 30 allies signed the accession protocols. 28 of the 30, of course, have ratified them, and we are working toward the additional ratifications, Turkey and Hungary. And I am convinced, based on everything I know, that we will soon be able to call both countries formally our allies.
Finland and Sweden both asked to join NATO this year in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. But longtime member Turkey refused to endorse their request until a number of demands were met, including taking a tougher stance against Kurdish militants and removing a ban on arms sales to Turkey. Neither Finland nor Sweden have general arms embargoes in place on Turkey, but Finland froze new export permits in 2019 after Turkey initiated a land offensive in Kurdish areas of northern Syria. Finnish Defense Minister Antti Kaikkonen met with his Turkish counterpart Ulusi Akar in Turkey's capital on Thursday. Mr. Kaikkonen says Turkey's request is being worked on.
There have been some discussions with some Finnish industry about exports from Finland to Turkey yet, and some preliminary talks, and I'd say it could be possible in the near future to have permissions to some exports. But we need first official papers from the Finnish companies, and then we make decisions after that. It will take some time more, we'll make the consideration then.
Meanwhile, in Moscow, Russian President Vladimir Putin has confirmed that his country has been indeed attacking energy infrastructures in Ukraine, but he says Ukraine started it first.
Right now, there has been a lot of uproar about our attacks on the energy infrastructure of the neighboring country. Yes, we're doing it. But who started it? Who hit the Crimean Bridge? Who blew up the power lines from the Kursk nuclear power plant? Who isn't supplying water to Donetsk? Not supplying water to a city with more than 1 million people is an act of genocide. No one has ever said a word about it. Total silence. But as soon as we move and do something in response, they scream and shout to the whole universe.
And Time magazine has named Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as its Person of the Year. Time's executive editor Ben Goldberger says the award is also for his compatriots in Ukraine.
This year's choice for Person of the Year is Volodymyr Zelensky and the spirit of Ukraine. In many respects, this was the obvious, some would say easy choice, but that isn't to say it didn't come without lots of intense deliberation. Ultimately, we chose Zelensky and the millions of his compatriots within Ukraine, as well as the many outside of its borders who have joined the cause, because he has done the seemingly unthinkable. Russia was supposed to take Kyiv within 3 days, according to U.S. intelligence. Many of his predecessors would have simply fled. But he chose not only to stay and defend, but to mobilize support around the entire world.
Assam al-Ghalib, SBS News.